praise the Lord. We welcome you all today to our live broadcast. It's April 16, 2023. Shall we pray? In Jesus' name we pray. Our Father and our God, thank you again for the week. Thank you for today. Thank you for the many, Lord, your children all over the world. Father, we thank you because you continue to watch over your children. You continue to sustain them in the midst of a perverse generation. All the praise and glory are to you, Lord our God. And as we come and speak through us to your children and to those who want to become your children. And may your words never return void, but must accomplish everything for which it's been given. We plead the blood of Jesus Christ upon all the hearers and those who watch. In Jesus' name we pray. Praise the Lord. We encourage you to go join our live broadcast every Sunday at 1600 GMT. You can join us via YouTube. You can see it on your screen. Or Facebook, or through our website. Above all, we encourage you to interact with us. Share your concerns and areas you need us to address. But above all, do the work of evangelists. No matter who and where you are, you can preach the gospel with your life by living right for Christ. We acknowledge Abrakale Brasi. We have taken the instrumental from him today, which is "I'll Live for Him." Every believer must be living for Jesus, or you are not doing the work of the evangelist. Today's topic is "Fear Not, Child of God." That is from the Lord himself in his word, as we're going to see. God knows all your travails. God knows all the trials and temptations you're facing. And he's telling you today, fear not, child of God. The outline, again, is on your screen. Number one, child of God, hear and understand what God told Joshua. Number two, keep obeying the commands of our Lord and Savior. Number three, do not fear. Always have faith in God. And of course, our song today, "I'll Live for Him." Praise the Lord. So we go to number one. Child of God, hear and understand what God told Joshua. Praise the Lord. Scripture, please.
I read from Joshua chapter 1, verses 2 to 7. Moses, my servant, is dead. Now therefore, arise, go over this Jordan, you and all this people, to the land which I am giving them, the children of Israel. Every place that the sole of your foot will tread, upon I have given you, as I said to Moses, from the wilderness and this Lebanon as far as the great river, the river Euphrates, all the land of the Hittites, and to the great sea, toward the going down of the sun, shall be your territory. No man shall be able to stand before you all the days of your life. As I was with Moses, so I will be with you. I will not leave you nor forsake you. Be strong and of good courage, for to this people you shall divide as an inheritance the land which I swore to their fathers to give them. Only be strong and very courageous, that you may observe to do according to all the law which Moses my servant commanded you. Do not turn from it to the right hand or to the left, that you may prosper wherever you go.
Praise the Lord for his word. Moses, my servant, is dead. So God told Joshua about to enter the promised land that Moses couldn't enter. And he's going to meet so much obstacles on the road. And God is telling him to be strong and of good courage. Because God doesn't want any of his children to be fearful. Because you know you have God, so you have no reason to be fearful. So I want you to note this, because we're going to take is our verses today to help us understand, you child of God, why you must not be afraid. Just as God was with Joshua, so is God with 21st century believers. Joshua was going to wear the giant shoes of Moses, who has been leading Israel for more than 40 years in the wilderness, who took them out from Egypt, crossed the Red Sea. What a shoe to feel. And he was going to go to the promised land through very hostile territories to reach there, and at the same time to remove the inhabitants of the land. It was a very challenging task indeed for one who was just a servant of Moses the day before. Similarly, 21st century believers are like Joshua. They are expected to wear the giant shoes of the apostles and the eyewitnesses of the Lord's resurrection. They are expected to preach the gospel of Christ and lead those who believe through a very hostile world, a world hostile to the truth, to lead them into eternity. It is a very challenging task indeed. The world we have today hates truth and the personification of truth, Jesus Christ. Evil is openly celebrated, and evil men and women are the world's truth sayers. False prophets are the world's true prophets. Everything has been turned upside down. Through the scriptures we are saying today, children of God, please don't look at the landscape of evil and lose hope. Remember that God is with you, just as he was with Moses, as he was with Joshua, as he was with all the Old Testament prophets, as he was with the early church until apostasy set in. Remember that. Hear and understand what God told Joshua. And always remember that and never forget. Praise the Lord. So we go to the next item. Keep obeying the commands of our Lord and Savior. That is the only way, child of God. Just as God told Joshua to obey all that he has been commanded, so you must obey the commands of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Child of God, note this. Having God's presence in your life comes with responsibility. Remember, for God's presence to remain with Joshua, God told him to obey his commands. In like manner, for God's presence to remain in your life, you hearing me, child of God, you must be obedient to the Lord's commands. Please, I want you to enshrine this in your heart. If you like, also write it and paste on the wall in your bedroom. I must live for him who died for me. If you can do that, repeat that to yourself every moment of your life, you will never fall astray, you will never go astray. You will never fall into sin or error. Always tell yourself, I must live for him who died for me. That's the key to obeying the commands of the Lord Jesus Christ. If you do, it becomes very easy to obey his commands. You will no longer be afraid to preach the good news to others. And you will always stand up for truth at all times. Whatever is being said, lies are being told, you will say, no, this is the truth. Even if that means you'll be hurt. Because you are saying, I must live for Christ who died for me. And if Christ was here, he's not going to keep quiet. He's going to rebuke error. He's going to rebuke heresy. He's going to rebuke apostasy. He's going to rebuke anybody who dares to speak lies and say lies are truth. Praise the Lord. So you have to be strong and of good courage, just like God told Joshua. You have to be very courageous. And of course, you have to study. As it said in Joshua chapter 1, verse 8 and 9, you have to study this, study the word. Then it was the commands that Moses left and the law of Moses, so-called. But today, we have the scriptures. We have to be obedient to the Lord's commands. Praise the Lord. We go to number 3. Do not fear. Always have faith in God. Praise the Lord. We're going to use the following scriptures to show you why you are why as a child of God, you must never be afraid. So we're going to bring scriptures and we're going to say a few things about each verse of scripture or verses of scripture, and just encourage you today so that in your moment of weakness, in your moment of fear, you realize, no, I cannot be afraid because God is with me. Praise the Lord. First scripture, please.
Psalm 118, verses 6 and 7. The Lord is on my side, I will not fear. What can man do to me? The Lord is for me among those who help me. Therefore, I shall see my desire on those who hate me.
Praise the Lord. The Lord is on your side, child of God. Therefore, you must not be afraid. Nobody can do anything to you because God is with you. It may look so grim. It may look so difficult. It may look so, you know, hopeless. But remember, God is on your side and He's with you. And He's there to help you. All you have to do is what? Have faith in Him. And your enemies will what? Be put aside. Praise the Lord. Next scripture, please.
God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble.
Praise the Lord. God is your refuge and your strength. Can you imagine that? His presence is with you always. Remember, you're a child of God. If you're an unbeliever, you're saying, why is God partial? God is not partial. Just believe. And you come in. That's all. For this cause, He came into the world and died for you. So unbeliever hearing me today, come into the fold, and God is also your refuge and your strength. And He will always be there in your times of trouble to see you through. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Next scripture, please.
Isaiah chapter 43, verses 1 and 2. But now, thus says the Lord who created you, O Jacob, and He who formed you, O Israel. Fear not, for I have redeemed you. I have called you by your name. You are mine. When you pass through the waters, I will be with you. And through the rivers, they shall not overflow you. When you walk through the fire, you shall not be burned, nor shall the flame scorch you.
Praise the Lord. God is telling you today, child of God, He formed you just like He formed Israel. He's saying, fear not, I have redeemed you. He redeemed you with the blood of His own Son. And He has called you by your name. And you are God's because you accepted Christ as Lord and Savior. Christ is now your Lord and your Savior. So because of that, the Holy Spirit is indwelling you. Lord Jesus Christ is with you. Father God is with you. So when you pass through the waters, Father, Son, and Spirit are saying that they be with you. Through the rivers, they shall not overflow you. When you walk through the fire set by human beings or demons, it will not burn you. No flame will scorch you, Father, there will be no scar in your body. Thus says the Lord to you today, child of God, fear not, because I, the Lord, am with you. Even unto the end of the age. Because you are part of the church, He made that promise to. So don't be afraid. Don't look at your circumstances and say, oh, woe is me. No. God is with you. This today is a message of hope to all children of God who are getting weak and weary, who are getting tired. You must not be, because God is with you. When you are passing through difficulties, He's with you. When you are passing through the valley of shadow of death, He's with you. Wherever you turn, in good or bad, He's with you. Just cleave to Him. Make sure your life, you're living it for Him. And don't allow error or sin to enter your life. Praise the Lord. The scripture, please.
John chapter 14, verse 1, and then verse 27. Let not your heart be troubled. You believe in God, believe also in me. Verse 27. Peace I leave with you, my peace I give to you. Not as the world gives, do I give to you. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid.
Praise the Lord. This encouragement given to the lost apostles and disciples are for you too, my brother, my sister. The Lord is telling you today, child of God, your heart must never be troubled. Say, you believe in God, believe also in me. If you believe in God, that means you believe in the Son and you believe in the Holy Spirit. Then He leaves you His peace in verse 27. Have He already promised you before then that in His Father's house there are many mansions? And He's going to prepare a place for them, which includes you. The peace of God surpasses all understanding. The world's peace is ephemeral. That means it's just, it's a scam. There's no peace for the world's wicked. They may pretend they have peace, but they don't have. Only a child of God has peace because he has what? God. Only God gives the true peace. Every other peace you are hearing is false peace. Even those who negotiate with nations, when they speak peace, they're telling lies to each other. Forget it. They don't know peace. They pretend they have peace, but the world's peace is not peace. Only God gives the true peace, that peace that no matter what circumstances you face, no matter the problems or no problems, you have peace. Embrace it today, my brother, my sister. Therefore, let not your heart be troubled, as the Lord has told you, because you believe in Him and believe in God the Father and the Holy Spirit. Nothing shall by any means touch your heart. You praise the Lord. Next scripture, please.
2 Timothy chapter 1, verse 7. For God has not given us a spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind.
Praise the Lord. If you are fearful today, please check your spiritual situation. Because God has not given you and I a spirit of fear. He has given us that of power, meaning to trample upon all serpents and scorpions. He didn't say some, all. And He said, nothing shall by any means touch or hurt you. Psalm 91. And so, you have this power and of love, unless you are hating your neighbors. And I can tell you how you hate your neighbor if you are not preaching Christ to them through your life. If you are joining them in all their carousing, you hate them. You don't love them. But if you do love them, you preach the gospel and they shun you. Beautiful. They'll never have peace in their houses until they know Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior. And when they do, you yourself will have such great happiness. You'll be so joyful. So God has not given you, child of God, a spirit of fear. He gave you a spirit of power and of love, to love even your enemies, to love those who hate you, and of a sound mind, to be discerning. So if you lack power, you lack love because you are fearful, then you need to re-examine your faith in Christ. Praise the Lord. Fear not as you walk this earth. No matter how rough the patches of life, no matter how high the mountain or how low the valley, walk and do not fear, because you have God. Always have faith in God. Always remember there is God, the ever-present one, who will never leave nor forsake His children. So if you're a child of God, God can never forsake you, can never leave you. Unless you sin and decide to say, I don't want you anymore. Otherwise, God is ever present in your life to lead and guide you. Just believe and never doubt that is with you as you run this race to eternal life. Just believe that is with you. You have to believe, because without faith, it's impossible to please God. Whoever comes to God must believe that He is God and is a rewarder of those who diligently seek Him. In Hebrews chapter 11. Never allow challenges of life to overturn your faith in God. Never, no matter how the difficulties that you're passing through. Never. You may be hungry, still have faith in God. You may be thirsty, have faith in God. You have been maligned, have faith in God. You are hated, have faith in God. Never, never, ever give up faith in God. You have been imprisoned wrongly, have faith in God. Never allow the enemy to have victory by laughing when you lose faith in God. Because only that's the only way that God will no longer be with you. Because you have to believe that He is and is a rewarder of those who diligently seek Him. Because faith opens the door to God's grace. Faith in God opens the door to God's grace. Not works. No. It's faith in God that gives you unmerited divine favor. Live for Him today. I want you to live for Him hearing my voice. Live for Him because He saved you. Knowing that your place is assured in eternal life in Him. Live for Him because He first loved you. Even while you are yet a sinner, He loved you. And He has told you, fear not. That is with you, even unto the end of the age. So why must you be afraid of anybody in this world? Speak the truth at all times. Be forthright in your dealings with human beings. But above all, live for Him who died for you. So our song today will be, I'll live for Him. Praise the Lord. My love I give to Thee, O God. Thou Lamb of God who died for me. Oh, may I ever faithful be my Savior and my God. I will live for Him who died for me. How happy then my life shall be. I will live for Him who died for me, my Savior and my God. And I believe that thou dost receive, for thou hast died that I might live, he died that you might live. And now henceforth I will trust in thee, my Savior and my God. Children of God, we must live for Jesus who died for us. How happy then our life shall be if we live for Him who died for us. Our own Savior and our God. O thou who died on Calvary, to save my soul and make me free, I will consecrate my life to thee, my Savior and my God. And I pray that all who have heard my voice today will consecrate their lives to thee, O God. We will live for you because you died for us. Because I know we will be happy if our lives are all given to you. If we live for you because you died for us, our Savior and our God. Praise the Lord. Shall we pray? In Jesus' name we pray. Our Father and our God, the eternal rock of ages. The I am that I am, the one that says and no one can counter. The one that continues to uphold this world. All praise, glory, and honor to you, Lord my God. I commit all I've heard this message today to your hands. That may your words, my Father, my God, be fire that will burn every debris in their lives and bring out that which you have put in them, Lord. That your word will be here and amen in their lives, Lord. Nothing shall by any means touch or hold them in Jesus' name. They will go forth, Lord, in the power of the Holy Spirit to reach their world, to draw many, Lord, and lead them into eternal life. That when the enemy comes calling, Father, you raise a standard against him. That nothing shall touch your children who are obedient to your words in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Cause those who have not known you, Lord, through this message to know you, Lord, that they may also embrace it and come into this grace. In Jesus' name we pray. We thank you, dear Heavenly Father, for everything. Blessings, glory, and honor, Lord, are yours. In Jesus' name we have prayed. Praise the Lord. We encourage you all, please, to share our messages. Subscribe. You are not paying anything. If you like them, share them. Join the WhatsApp group. Preach the gospel. That's what you and I are called to do. It's not to go into a church and sit down. No, we are called to preach the gospel to our neighbors, to our communities, to our country, to the world. If you're not doing that, something is wrong. That means you're not living for him who died for you. I encourage you. Also, be praying for us. We pray for you all. Have a nice week. And may God continue to bless you all. May his light and counter shine upon you this week. In Jesus' name. Amen.